in Divinity and Divine Service, Chapter 2 of the First Canto. There's some nice appreciations of how important it is to hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Srinvatasva Katha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Riddhan Takshtoya Bhadrani Riddhunoti Suritsatam. There it is. 1-17. The translation reads, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Supersoul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which in themselves are virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So again, Srinvata Sukata Krishna. Srinvatam means one who has developed an urge to hear Krishna Kata. Srinvata Sukata Krishna. Punya, Shravana Kirtana. Our acharyas describe, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in particular describes, that there are the conventional connotation of punya is doing charitable work. A modern one is feeding poor people, opening hospitals, and doing philanthropy and charitable work. And one who does that, that's punya. But according to the scriptures, there are three levels of punya. One level is that which enhances one's material piety, and with material piety, material prosperity. And from the Vedic culture, traditional activities include digging wells, planting trees by the side of the road, because as people walk along the path, it provides shade, so they're... So they're comfortable as they're walking, their feet are not scorched by the heat of the sun, and so on. So, bhog, the Sanskrit term is bhog anmukhi sukriti. Then there's another kind of punya or sukriti, and that which leads to liberation. One leads to material elevation, good works that lead to material elevation. Another is activity that leads to liberation, moksha. Anmukhi Sukriti. And that traditionally is studying the Upanishads and studying the Vedas and so forth. Leads to liberation, detachment from matter and release from the material existence, entering into the spiritual realm. But there's a third kind, and that's Bhakti Anmukhi Sukriti. And that's what this verse is speaking about. Srinvata Sukata Krishna Punya. That kind of punya. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Just by the process of hearing and chanting, just as we were doing. And the nature of hearing and chanting is it acts on the spiritual platform. And it's on that basis that Srila Prabhupada introduced Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world, where they didn't know what the Maha Mantra meant, but they heard the chanting of the holy name. I was one. I was at my college campus, and Prabhupada visited my college campus, and I heard Prabhupada chanting. And I thought, well, that's nice. But I didn't know it was acting beyond nice. It was awakening dormant Krishna consciousness just by hearing. Punya Shravana Kirtana. So this chanting of Krishna's holy name, side by side with hearing Krishna Katha, the messages describing the activities of Krishna and Krishna's devotees in the process of devotional service unto him, his form, his qualities, his name. Just as tomorrow we'll be doing a lot of that because it's Krishna Janmashtami, so we'll be hearing about Krishna's advent, Krishna's activities, performing Abhishek of the deity of Krishna and chanting Krishna's name all day long. So it's an especially auspicious day because it's Krishna's appearance day. Those activities are even more beneficial to engage in. But even other than Krishna Janmashtami, anytime. Punya Shravana Kirtana. The topmost form of naturally pious activity. Naturally pious because it's the actual quality of the soul. In the soul's purified condition, there's a natural attraction for Krishna. In that natural attraction for Krishna, what do those souls do? In the spiritual world, in Krishna Loka. What do you do? I've expressed this before, but something that when I was small, a little bit older than these kids, I remember very clearly asking, hearing of the kingdom of God, and then asking the question, what do you do when you go there? Nobody had an answer. They thought it was a cute question, but no answer. What do you do? But here's what you do. Srinvatasvakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. And what happens for those souls that are in this position? Hridyantakstohyabhadrani. Hridya, within the heart, the abhadras. Abhadra means inauspicious. There's Bhadra, there's Subhadra, and there's Abhadra. So that which is inauspicious within the heart, Vidhunoti, it's cleansed. Nice broom comes in and removes all that Abhadra from the heart. All that is inauspicious within the heart becomes destroyed just by hearing and chanting. It's Rupa Goswami describes the same thing in his Nectar of Devotion. In the, just as what we're doing, the practicing stages of bhakti, sadhana, bhakti, there are two things that happen immediately. Kleshagni and Shubha Dha. Klesha? Klesha means misery or suffering. And the causes of misery are these dirty things in the heart, the ignorance that's covering the real position of the soul. And that's just by the process of hearing and chanting, just by what we're doing right now, the hearing of the message of the Bhagavatam and trying to appreciate what that message is, engaging in kirtan, chanting of Krishna's holy name. On the spiritual plane, this cleansing of consciousness is taking place. And Shubha Dha, that which is auspicious is dha, is given or awakened. Very simple. Very simple activity. Even a little mridanga player who can't wait for Kirtan to start and doesn't like to see Kirtan in. He's just taking part in the activity of chanting. I don't leave the whole thing the other way. The depth of understanding what's taking place in the spiritual plane is not required. It's taking place in the spiritual plane. His dhoti is coming apart. He's got a peacock tail. Very colorful. And the very next verse, Sutta Goswami describes, Nashta Prayeshu, Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati, Uttama Shloke, Bhaktir Bhavati, Naishtuki. Very nice verse. Nashta means destroyed, and Prayeshu means almost completely. Like prayinau payushakshabhya kalavastmin yugejana mandaksa mandamatayo mandabhagya yupadrita. That in this age of Kali, good qualities are almost, same word, prayinau, they're almost completely destroyed. Like a little thread of good quality remaining. And that's being hacked at by the personality of Kali with his club. So, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Again, Bhadra and Abhadra. Those things that are inauspicious are almost nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, almost completely removed. Even very early on in the process of devotion, there's a long path to reach perfection, but the very beginning part of the path of devotion, if it's regularly performed, nityam bhagavata sevaya, nityam. Nityam literally means always. Very mercifully, Prabhupada is saying, regularly, daily, every day chant, every day hear, shravanam kirtanam, and the cleansing goes on, and Vishnu Smaranam follows, very naturally. Just like we brought from the temple a tulsi plant. And our temple brahmacharya that's taking care of tulsi described, he took one tulsi manjari, put the tulsi manjari within the soil, and how many came up?
15 or 20
tulsis. Boop! Just take the seed, put the seed in the soil, a little bit of water, a little bit of sunlight, boop! Comes out. So, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtuki. Bhavati means voila, comes into being. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtuki. Naishtuki is same as this word Nishta. It becomes so strongly manifest that it's steadily present, not just sometimes some devotion and then, you know, what's the next channel? What's on TV? Or what's the next thing that's, you know, for some entertainment or something like that. But it becomes firmly established by Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And our acharyas explain this. Bhagavata Sevaya means two things. There's two Bhagavatas. There's one Bhagavan, and there's two Bhagavatas. The Bhagavata is the book, Bhagavata Purana. the book Bhagavata, but there's also the person Bhagavata. The person Bhagavata is the one that recites the Bhagavatam and worships Bhagavan. So by regularly respecting the book Srimad Bhagavatam, mentioned this yesterday, but it's described specifically not only in the Bhagavad Purana, even in the other Puranas. Their appreciation for the Bhagavad Purana is so great that it's said, there's many things that are said. One of the things is said, just by keeping Srimad Bhagavatam in your home, so you're inviting Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam into your home. Just by keeping Krishna in this form in your home, the whole home has become auspicious. And then by daily respecting, just like looking at the Bhagavatam, just like that carved figurine of Krishna that's on your table in the front room, just by seeing Krishna. So same, by seeing the literary form of Krishna, because libraries can have so many books, sometimes too many books, but just by having Srimad Bhagavatam in one's home and respecting Srimad Bhagavatam, all auspicious things can become manifest within one's life just by that. What to speak of Shrinvata, Svakata, Krishna, by regularly hearing and reciting Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke. Uttama Shloke means Krishna. Krishna who is glorified by choice poetry. Uttama Shloke. Bhaktir Bhavati. Devotion becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Like it won't, something that won't go away. Something that even if you try to make it go away, it won't go away. Because its attraction for Krishna is so strong. We had the first annual Rath Yatra in St. Louis at the end of June. And a lot of families came. There were 600 people or something like that for St. Louis. That's pretty substantial. And part of the reason so many people came is the local newspaper did an article about the event before the event and wrote it up, oh, Krishna is going to appear on a cart. They're going to pull on with ropes and nice cultural festival. So yeah, the local paper wrote it up, so a lot of people knew about it. So a lot of people that one of our congregation members shared this with me. They saw a lot of people, because I was asking them, how come so many people came? A lot of people who used to participate in Krishna consciousness, families, and one thing or another, they moved, or a job, or something, and they just kind of slackened in their participation. But when they saw the devotees that they knew 5 years ago, and now the children are grown up, and the children are, you know, singing on the stage and wearing dhoti and sari and tilak, and it's explaining the practice of Krishna consciousness so nicely. I heard this from three different people, that three families said, we really missed out. We're going to start coming to the temple again. But what takes place at the temple is just as we're doing right now, Krishna Katha, Kirtan, hearing the message of Bhagavatam, and we'll have Arti. In this case, we'll have Arti from Srimad Bhagavatam to receive Srimad Bhagavatam. And prasadam, of course. And so the process is very simple, but it's very powerful. Very powerful. And one who experiences, just makes the little experiment of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, regularly hearing one experiences the effect. It cleanses. It externally, the coverings become cleansed, and internally this dormant devotion for Krishna awakens. Bhaktir bhavati naishrik. It happens. For some more quickly, some little more gradually, but it happens. So I think it's very wonderful from yesterday evening that again this evening two families are inviting Srimad Bhagavatam to their home. It's very nice. Read regularly with your children. Also, I'm giving you a gift copy of Krishna book so the children can not just hear philosophy but can hear stories of Krishna in a very palatable form, and watch how they'll want to hear each evening. They become attached to Krishna through hearing his messages, and when you become attached to Krishna, your life changes, because those things that are in the absence of attachment to Krishna, there must be attachment to something, because we're not inert entities or dull stones. We'll become attached to something by default, and then once we're attached to something, it's hard to get rid of or relinquish the attachment to so many somethings and restore the attachment to Krishna. But these powerful messages make that possible, and in the lives of your children growing, they become attached to hearing the message of Krishna, the glories of Krishna, and as you see the other children chanting of the holy name, it becomes part of their life. And what a great protection in this, I don't know what the proper adjective is, vicious age of Kali, merciless age of Kali, very dangerous age of Kali, where all good qualities become destroyed. Prayina payushakshabhya kalavasmin yugejana mandak sumandamateya mandabhagya yupadrata. Very difficult. So, did you bring the Brahma Samhita sheets this time?
Yes.
You have them? Okay. I just need one. Thank you. We'll chant Sri Brahma Samhita. I'll explain a little bit while they're being passed out. These are prayers that were spoken by Lord Brahma. Do you know who was Lord Brahma?
No.
No, he's okay. They're okay. They're okay. He's capturing their attention. Lord Brahma is the creator or chief engineer of this universe. And before he created the universe, he had long 1,000-year tapa. And upon completion of that tapa, the personality of God had appeared before him. And he then spoke these wonderful prayers to the Supreme Lord, and they're beautiful, beautiful glorifications. So we'll chant together, and I'll at the end just explain a couple of the verses.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam Prema Jana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksa Deva Hridayesha Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achincha Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Vajani Ramadi Murtushu Kalani Amena Tishtam Nana Vatara Makarobu Ganeshu Kinto Krishna Swayam Samavavak Paramak Pamanyo Govindavadi Purusham Tamaham Vajami.
Just to appreciate a little bit what we just chanted, I'm going to explain very quickly two of the verses. You can look up in the upper right column. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochinena Santaksa Daiva Hridayeshi Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintugana Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. This verse is describing that the personality Godhead cannot, one of the previous verses is he cannot be understood by mental speculation. You can travel at the speed of the mind for millions and millions and millions and millions of years. Still the Supreme Lord is far, far beyond. But he can be seen by the anjana of prema. What's your name? Huh? Which one is prema? You're prema. Okay. So by the anjana of prema, one can see Krishna. You know what anjana is? Anjana means ointment. The cosmetics are sometimes in an ointment form. But there's a special ointment you can't buy at Walgreens. It's prema anjana. And if the eyes are anointed with prema, anjana, then one can see the personality of Godhead. And do you know who that personality of Godhead is? He says right here. He is Shama Sundara. Shama means blackish like a rain cloud. You've seen rain clouds? Very dark color, almost black. Yeah. And Sundara means beautiful. That's a name for Krishna, Shama Sundara. And that Shama Sundara form is Achintya Guna. Achintya Guna means inconceivable quality. Swarupam, that's his form. One can see that form if one's eyes become anointed with prema anjana. And the next verse says, Ramadi Murtushu Kala Niyamena Tishtan Na Navataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu. The personality of God has unlimited forms, beginning with Rama, Ramadi Murtushu Kala Niyamena Tishtan Na Navataram. There's so many forms of the Lord. There's so many forms of the Lord, you cannot count them all. Just like waves in the ocean. Can you count the waves in the ocean? I can't either. I don't think anybody can count the waves in the ocean. And even if you were able to count the waves in the ocean, what would happen? After you counted all the waves, there'd be more waves. Then you count those waves, and then there's more waves. So the forms, nanavataram, akarod bhuvaneshu kintu, the forms of the Lord are unlimited in their variety. But Krishna svayam, samabhavak, paramak pumanya, the parama form of the Lord, the supreme form of the Lord, according to Lord Brahma Samhita here. It's the original form of Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, is the original personality of Godhead amongst all the various forms of the Lord that are innumerable and inconceivable. And Brahma has the capacity to understand through amongst all of them which is the Supreme. He's disclosing. Same as the Shamasundara form that one can see by prema anjana. You happen to have any prema anjana? Prema? You know how you get prema anjana? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And then again, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
And then again and again and again, and join the kirtan. And gradually, that mature stage of bhaktir bhavati turns into prema. That's a very nice name, by the way. You can take a seed, just like we heard he planted the tulsi seeds, and from the tulsi seeds came a little tulsi plant. And these are very strong plants. He said that the plant 3 days ago was one-third the size, and now it's this big. Sunlight, water, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And as tulsi grows, becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, then eventually tulsi will also produce nice manjaris, and with those manjaris, little seeds, we can have more tulsis. So that's how the process of devotional service works. With your family, you try to hear regularly some part of Krishna's pastimes every day. A little bit, something the family can do every day. And hear pastimes of Krishna, hear the holy name of Krishna, and prema will awaken within the heart of prema. So we have some time. I don't know how everybody else felt about that, passing the Bhagavatam around, but I like that. So if we get 10th canto, we'll just read the next chapter until we're done.
Second volume?
Canto 10, volume 1, chapter 3. We read the first verse. The first verse is actually 1 through 5. It's describing the scene, the panorama of Krishna's appearance. The Kinnaras and Gandharvas began to sing auspicious songs, the Siddhas and Charanas offered auspicious prayers, and the Vidyadharis, along with the Apsaras, began to dance in jubilation. The demigods and the great saintly persons showered flowers in a joyous mood. This is, Krishna is about to appear. The scene is unfolding. And clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean's waves. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who was situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki, in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna. What does that mean? Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna. Who wants to say what that means?
She was another form of Krishna.
The living entities like us, we're in the category of jiva tattva or jiva shakti, and Krishna is in the category of Vishnu tattva. So there's there's the personality of Godhead and the energy, the internal energy of the personality of Godhead. So Devaki is not a living entity like us, but she's in the category of Shakti, Tattva. You follow? So it's not like, yeah, she's an eternally perfected being. Just as Krishna is going to say to her in a short while, that in previous births you appeared, I appeared as your son. So she's, it's that's her service. She serves the Lord as a mother. Although the personality of Godhead is not anyone's son, nor is anyone his mother. But she serves him as in the category of Shakti Tattva. So the personality of Godhead is complete with diverse potencies. There's his internal potency, that's Devaki is in that category, Shakti Tattva. There's his external potency, that's matter, like, you know, the bricks and the wall and the cement and the mortar and the nails and hammer and material energy is external energy. The living entity is a third energy, just as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. It's aparamitastvanyam prakritim vidimeparam. The living entity is Krishna's separated energy, but his internal energy is Devaki. And there are others who are of that same internal energy.
After you received that benediction and I disappeared, you engaged yourselves in sex and have with some like me, and I fulfilled your desire. Since I found no one else as highly elevated as you in simplicity and other qualities of good character, I appeared in this world as Prishnigarbha, or one who is celebrated as having taken birth from Prishni. In the next millennium, I again appeared from the two of you, who appeared as my mother, Aditi, and my father, Kashyapa. I was born as Upendra, and because of being a dwarf, I was also known as Vamana. O supremely chaste mother, I, the same personality, have now appeared of you both as your son for the third time. Take my words as the truth. I have shown this form of Vishnu to you just to remind you of my previous births. Otherwise, if I appeared like an ordinary human child, you would not believe that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu has indeed appeared. Both of you, husband and wife, constantly think of me as your son, but always know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thus thinking of me constantly with love and affection, you will achieve the highest perfection, returning back home, back to Godhead. Shukadev Goswami said, after thus instructing his father and mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna remained silent in their presence. By his internal energy, he then transformed himself into a small human child. Thereafter, exactly when Vasudeva, being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to take the newborn child from the delivery room, Yogamaya, the Lord's spiritual energy, took birth as the daughter of the wife of Maharaj Nanda. To be continued tomorrow. Krishna Janmashtami ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Now we have Aarti for Srimad Bhagavatam, welcoming Srimad Bhagavatam into your home.